This morning's scripture comes to us from Isaiah 61 through 6, and then from Matthew 2, 1 through 12, starting with Isaiah. Arise, shine, your light has come, the Lord's glory has shone upon you. Though darkness covers the earth and gloom the nations, the Lord will shine upon you. God's glory will appear over you. Nations will come to your light and kings to your dawning radiance. Lift up your eyes and look all around. They are all gathered. They have come to you. Your sons will come from far away, and your daughters on caregivers' hips. Then you will see and be radiant. Your heart will tremble and open wide, because the sea's abundance will be turned over to you. The nation's wealth will come to you. Countless camels will cover your land, young camels from Midian and Ephah. They will come from Sheba, carrying gold and incense, proclaiming the Lord's praises. And from Matthew 2, 1 through 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem village, Judah territory, this was during Herod's kingship, a band of scholars arrived in Jerusalem from the east. They asked around, "Where can we find and pay homage to the newborn king of the Jews? We observed a star in the eastern sky that signaled his birth. We're on a pilgrimage to worship him." When word of their inquiry got to Herod, he was terrified, and not Herod alone, but most of Jerusalem as well. Herod lost no time. He gathered all the high priests and religion scholars in the city together and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" They told him, "Bethlehem, Judah territory." The prophet Micah wrote it plainly, "It's you, Bethlehem, in Judah's land, no longer bringing up the rear. From you will come the leader who will shepherd, rule my people, my Israel." Herod then arranged a secret meeting with the scholars from the east, pretending to be as devout as they were. He got them to tell him exactly when the birth announcement star appeared. Then he told them the prophecy about Bethlehem and said, "Go and find this child. Leave no stone unturned. As soon as you find him, send word and I'll join you at once in your worship." Instructed by the king, they set off. Then the star appeared again, the same star they had seen in the eastern skies. It led them on until it hovered over the place of the child. They could hardly contain themselves. They were in the right place. They had arrived at the right time. They entered the house, and the child in the arms of Mary, his mother. Overcome, they kneeled and they worshiped him. Then they opened their luggage and they presented gifts, gold, frankincense, myrrh. In a dream, they were warned not to report back to Herod. So they worked out another route, left the territory without being seen, and returned to their own country. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, today is the day of Epiphany, the day that we celebrate the light. May your light shine in our hearts today. May it open our hearts and our mind. May you speak through me and in spite of my voice. Strengthen the light in our hearts so that we may follow you. May it be strong. And we pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Today is the day of Epiphany. And I like to think of Epiphany as an aha moment. Cartoons for years and years have shown us Epiphany as maybe a light bulb moment. You know, a light bulb we get when we get a bright idea over our heads. Well, that's not so far off. Epiphany actually means light. Didn't know that, did you? Aha! How about that? And when we think about these bright aha moments, it's the epiphany that we have, that we have light bulb moments. One of the joys that I used to have when I was teaching is when I used to see the light bulbs come on in my students' eyes, especially when they were struggling with something. And then all of a sudden, aha, they would get it. And all of a sudden, you would see the light come on. And they were excited. How often do we have those aha moments in our lives anymore, where we truly get excited about something or someone in our lives? Oh, I get to see it when there's a new baby coming into somebody's life. The starry eyes of the moms and the dads and the grandparents, maybe even big brothers and big sisters. I get to see it in the starry eyes of couples before they get married or as they get married. And as they're standing before me before they get married, and the joy that they have and that they share. I even get to see it on anniversary days, where they think back over the years and all the good times that they have shared with each other. There are lots of good things to celebrate, lots of good, joyful things. And those are the things that we've been talking about for the last 6 weeks, joyful moments. We've been preparing our hearts for the way of the Lord. We've been preparing our hearts for Christmas. And today, we prepare our hearts for Epiphany, that light bulb moment. But what about the rest of the year? Shouldn't that carry on for the rest of the year, where we have joy, those light bulb moments? I mean, here we are in the darkest part of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. And yet, in the Northern Hemisphere, we're at the closest we'll be, as of yesterday, to the sun. Did you know that? It's kind of like an oxymoron almost, that we're the closest we'll be to the sun, and yet it was the darkest day of the year just a couple weeks ago. Think Think about that. And if you lived in Alaska right now, you'd have this much daylight. And even on my drive in right now, there's no daylight. In fact, this morning when I got here at 7 o'clock, there was no daylight. Plenty of snow, but no daylight. Even now, it's overcast. It is daytime. Plenty of snow. And it certainly is not warm. When you think of that, where do we get and seek that light? We should be drawn like moths to the flame right now. And a lot of us today decided that we weren't even going to venture outside of our homes because we were going to stay nice and cozy and warm. It might even be a good soup kind of day, right? Because we want to be nice and cozy and warm. But what draws us closer to the Lord? What draws us into being in a relationship with Him? Because today isn't about I, it's about we. Let me say that again. It's not about I, it's about we. Even the song we just sang was about we three kings of Orient are. We three kings of Orient are. You see, it's about the relationship that they were coming to build with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They were coming to pay Jesus homage. They knew the Holy Scriptures, and they weren't even Jewish. Isn't it ironic that the ones who were Jewish, the ones who did know the Holy Scriptures, weren't even there paying the Holy Child homage? And once they did find out Herod, they wanted to do the child in. Eventually, we know that the holy innocents lost their lives. Eventually, we know that Jesus loses his life for those who believe in him. In other words, for you and for me, for us. For we. Once again, it's not about I, it's about we. And when we stop and we think about that, it brings us back into thinking about the relationship that we have. Human beings are made to be in relationship. We're made to be in relationship with God and with each other. We aren't made to be just in an island by ourselves. And yet we are in the biggest epidemic of loneliness than we have ever seen in humankind. Statistics tell us we need to be doing a better job of bringing people into the light. Statistics tell us we need to do a better job of loving each other. And if we have joy in our hearts, we need to be sharing that joy with the world. When's the last time that we shared joy with the world? When's the last time we took that enthusiasm that those kings had and shared it? They were willing to travel not just a day, not just a week, but they traveled at least a year. They traveled from what we know as Persia to Bethlehem. That's modern-day Iran to Palestine. Think about how far that is. On camel. And by walking. And now, we think, or tradition tells us three, but the Bible never told us how many people there were. Probably quite a few people. So imagine moving all those people across the desert to go see the Christ child. And some of us aren't even willing to move a mile across town to come to worship. Or share the joy by picking up the phone and calling somebody. Or texting somebody and saying, I love you. So my challenge to you today is share the love of Christ. Share that joy. Because that's why you were created. Share the love. Because you already have it. Now your job is to share it. Let us pray. Lord God, today is a day that we do get to share it and to invite others into it, into your love, into your joy, into your peace. Lord, give us the hearts like the Magi had. Give us the confidence that they had. Give us the eagerness that they had. Give us the endurance that they had. And we ask this today in the name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord forever and ever. Amen.